Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is dealt by Kol Yisurim Sheva Torah with the exception of the Gimel Averos Sachamurus. The Gemara there in Tehei Amud Aleph explains this is true not only for Chai Olam, but even for Chai Shah. Even if it's clear that with the Kibbul Shabbos or whatever Yisur will be Mitzvah, that we can only succeed maximum. In the best case scenario, we can only succeed in prolonging the person's life a minute, a second. So nevertheless, the dinners and the Chalal Shabbos will override any Yisur that's necessary. The Shlomo Zalman, I think in one of his chulas, dramatizes his din and says that imagine you could have someone who was a cheresh, and not only was a cheresh, but on top of that he was a shofar, and on top of that he was a kotel, and on top of that he could be comatose. And the maximum you could achieve for such an individual is chayisha. And after she's saying, the halacha says that you have to be mechal shabbos harehi tukol lechol davar, for this moment of life, for this comatose. So clearly what emerges from that halacha is the kedushas hachayim, the great almost infinite value of life, of a moment of life. Let's try to understand this a little bit more deeply. Just like any inyan in Torah, behooves us to understand, but also it has ramifications for the entire realm of Ben Adam Mechavero as well. The source for all Kedusha, the source for all worth and value in the world, of course, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All Kedusha, all worth of value, ultimately, is traced back, perhaps directly, perhaps indirectly, but ultimately traced back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it's not simply telling us, the Ki Kadosh is not simply a reason for the Tzivoy of Kedoshim Tiyu. It's not simply that you must be Kedoshim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, but it also means that you can be Kadosh. The Pasuk is also explaining and accounting for the possibility of Kedusha. There's a possibility of Kedusha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Kedusha. And Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, therefore again you have first of all the possibility of Kedoshim Tiyu, and then Memeila et Tzivoy as well of Kedoshim Tiyu. And in that light, it's quite clear, and Mikra Mole, Dibur HaKosu, that this almost absolute value which is attached to a life is because of the Tzelem Elokim, because Kriyim Bonim Lamokom. An individual who's a Tzelem Elokim, a Yisrael in addition, who's not only a Tzelem Elokim, but is Nikra Ubanim Lamokom, so that's the source of this, again, almost absolute worth, value of the tremendous Kedushas Hachayim. It's quite clear that this has to have implications for our Ben Adam Lachavera. Let's try to understand that a little bit. The Chayyadim writes in his Hakdama to the halachas of Kibbutz Ava'im in Klal Samach Zayin, Yitzache pido v'sheke ha'omim she'enam tzuchem lahafzik tova la'ova'im ki lahanos atzvam hoyu mechavnim u'memeila nolet. Right? The mouth of people who speak falsehood should be shut, who say that we're not indebted to our parents because our parents were mechavein lahanos atzma. And subsequently, the kevin shenolad mehem, nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu hateva sha'ava ha'em yigdilu b'neihem keteva v'beteva kechol v'heim ha'chaya v'of shemegadlin b'neihem v'ein habanim machzikim tov l'avoseihem. And even subsequently, again, there's a parental instinct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a parent, right? Any parent can attest to this. There's a parental instinct to care for one's children. So why should the children feel indebted? Why should there be any hakaras hatov for the parents? So the Chayavim says, Yis'almun v'yishtakikun v'yischarshun k'dechsiv te'alam nesif se'shakeh. But the Ma'aseh, the Chayei Adam doesn't tell us why this is wrong. Right? Chayei Adam very harshly condemns people who say it. But he doesn't tell us why it's wrong. And L'mave HaPliya, if you juxtapose this passage in the Chayei Adam with Rabbeinu Bachya in Kovas HaVavah, to the beginning of Shara, Avodas Elokim, so Rabbeinu Bachya there, as you know, writes how and the impulse for Avodas Hashem should come from Hakaras HaTov. And he says that when you think about it, you'll realize that the only chesed which is done totally altruistically of free will is the chesed which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. And that every chesed which we do one for another, he says, is motivated by some self-interest or by some instinct. And the first example that he gives is chemlas to'av alavein. That's the very first example he gives. And exactly this instinct, this teva, which the Chayei Adam is saying, don't think that undercuts the chiyuv of kibud av va'em. So Rabbeinu Bachya in Kovas HaLevavos emphasizes how what parents do for children is not really totally altruistic, for exactly the reason which the Chayei Adam again so harshly rejects as a reason for undercutting the Hakaras HaTov to one's parents. Now, true, the Rabbeinu Bachya of course says Afal Pichein the Torah is Mechayivas in Hakaras HaTov Ben Adam Lachavero, Kibirova Aim, and other contexts, despite the lack of pure altruism. But Torah Hiv, Lil Moronu Tzvichim, why is this so wrong? Why is it so, why is the Taina so terrible? Because Lachavero, the facts on which the Taina is based are indeed there, they are true. The answer apparently is that the Torah is very, very particular. That the way we view each other, ben adam l'chavero, the way one person views, relates to another, can never ever be that the other person is simply an object, that the other person is simply an instrument. What's so terrible about this line of argument for why one should not feel a hakaras hatov to one's parents is that what does it reduce the parents to? Instead of relating to the parents as subjects, so one is relating to the parents as an instrument. Okay, so they're simply instruments again, everything they did was in response to an instinct. It was driven by an instinct. So that reduces the parents to an instrument. And that is terrible. Yitzachar pi dove sheker, that we can ever relate one to another, and alachas kama v'kama, a child to a parent, as being an instrument, as being an object. The Tosefta's view, it would seem as follows. The Rambam explains in the Hadoma, the Perush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says any Baal Seichel doesn't act arbitrarily. It doesn't act without a goal, without a tachlis. A Baal Seichel is goal-oriented. What a person does, he does for a toelet, for a tachlis. So what then is the toelet of the entire Bria? What's the toelet of the entire Bria? So the Rambam says, Ach klal hadvarim, kol hanimtzorim tachas galgal hayareach, lo nimtzu el v'shvil ha'odrim bilvad. Kol ba'ale hachayim, kach hateros, v'hatzmochim, everything is the toelos ha'odrim. Everything is the toelos ha'odrim, right? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world is for our use, for our use. Memela, so the Ribono Shel Olam, right? The Ribono Shel Olam created us that we're the tachlis of the Bria, right? That a person is the tachlis, the people are the tachlis of Bria. And everything else, as Chazal says, Lo Nivra Elo L'Shem Sheini. Lo Nivra Elo L'Shem Sheini. So imagine, the magnitude of what we do when we relate to a person as not being a tachlis, when we relate to a person as being an emsoi, when we dismiss and say, no, the person is just, he's acting according to his teva, and therefore I'm not beholden, I don't have to be makir tova. So the result is that we're relating to that other person as an emsoi. He's a means. And that contradicts the Ribono Shel Olam's plan for the Bria. Is that people are the tachlis ha-Bria. That's what everything is created for. So how can it be that I will come and say, no, another person is only an emsoi? Now this perspective on other people and this approach to Ben Adam Chavero should simply transform everything, our attitude, our behavior. For instance, sometimes you go to a wedding. You go to a wedding, so there are waiters. There are bartenders. And they're getting paid. They're getting paid to wait on the tables. They're getting paid to bring you the various courses. There's no question that when the waiter comes and serves you something, so we're supposed to say thank you. When he clears off the plate from one course, and then brings the next course. Again, thank you. Not just sit there as though es kommt mir, because I'm an invited guest and he's being paid to do it. Because if we have that attitude, so then we're relating to a person. To a person. The tachlis ha-Bria, we're relating to as though he's just an object, as though he's an instrument. He's a programmed robot. thankful for. So what do I have to say thank you for? If a person doesn't say thank you, then the person, again, who's the tachlis hadriya, who's never supposed to be an object, never supposed to be treated as an instrument, that we're treating the person as a robot. And the fact that the person is getting paid and that it's his job doesn't change our chiyuv to relate to each other as a person. Sometimes when people go into into a restaurant, into a food establishment, and they're ordering something. So you hear a lashon, you hear such lashana, and to be, if we're going to be rooted in Torah and hear things and see things and react to things based on Torah, it has to grate on the ears. People walk in and they say, "Let me have such and such. Let me have whatever, fill in the blank. What do you mean, let me have?" Again, let me have is lo nivra ela l'shem sheni. It doesn't refer to other people. The whole world is here equally to be mishamish the other person it is to me. And what the Rambam goes on to talk about here, it doesn't, if you're familiar with the Hagdama Perush HaMishnayos, doesn't carry over in terms of our relations between Adam l'chaveiro. Sometimes there's a class going on in a classroom, and you forgot something in the classroom. So people tend to walk in, okay, they tend to walk in quietly or whatever, to get what they forgot in the classroom. But what attitude towards all the people who are sitting in the classroom does that bespeak? Again, it's the kol olam lo nivra ela l'shem sheni bat lafuke from all the other people in the world. And certainly the hashgafa of the Torah, which is embodied in the din of pikuach nefesh, which is again ultimately rooted in the fact of banim la'makom, doesn't allow for that. The Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Gemara in Shabbos with Hillel, responds to the challenge of the ger of Mandeni Kalatara Kula Ragalakas. So both the Balatanya and the Gon interpret that the ger came and said, "Yeah, I heard the Mishnah that Al Shlosh Dvarma Olam Omit, Al Torah Al Avoda of Midas Hasodim, but I want an even simpler formula. Reduce it even more for me. Mandeni Kalatara Kula, instead of the Gimel Raglayim of Torah, Avodah, and Gimel Chasodim, tell me one regal. Tell me one regal." So Shammai threw him up. The Mishnah says, "I'll slow Shadvarim Olam Omer." So Hillel said to him, "Adesanei lof l'chavach olos zavim. V'hatta l'recha kamofa." So the Gaon in the Balatanya against Rashi say that Hillel meant it to the Kamashmo. Not like Rashi says with the Pasuk in Mishlei of Re'acha v'Re'o v'Isa Al-Pazo, that Hillel was using the pasuk with Re'ah referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's Pshuto Kamashmo, V'hafta L'Re'acha Kamocha. So how does V'hafta L'Re'acha Kamocha encapsulate Torah and Avodah as well? So the Pshat, the Golem says it's Kedarto B'Remiza, the Balatanya says it more of Darikus. The Pshat is that a person's Ben Odom L'Chavero ultimately is a reflection of his Ben Odom L'Mokha. And that ultimately real correct diktuf ben adam l'chaveiro is only possible when it's rooted in a ben adam l'makom, and on the other hand it's a more accurate reflection, and it shows just how deeply ingrained one's emunah is if it's not only when a person is omeid b'tfilah that he acts properly, but when he interacts with bonim l'makom. So that in many ways is a more exacting test of one's not only ben adam l'chaver, but one's ben adam l'makom as well, And these examples which we gave, trivial, what's our trivial? You say, may I please have a bagel, a cup of coffee, whatever. What do you say? Let me have. Trivial, but on the other hand, what it reflects and what it bespeaks is very, very far from trivial.